I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. The government of Brazil is trying to wean the country from Microsoft, the company whose software runs more than 90% of the computers in the entire world. Brazilian authorities say the shift away from Microsoft Windows is motivated mainly by a desire to save money, but some people involved in the effort admit that nationalism also plays a role. NPR's Martin Costi reports now from Rio de Janeiro.
The government of left-leaning President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has not been subtle about its hostility toward Microsoft. Earlier this year, the government's chief of software gave an interview in which he accused Microsoft of using the tactics of a drug pusher. The way he sees it, the company's offer to donate Windows to poor communities is just a ploy to hook them on Microsoft products. Ricardo Bimbo runs the government's alternative software program. He says Brazil simply can't afford Windows.
Since 1999, Brazil has paid more than $1 billion in software licenses and royalties to foreign companies. On top of that, the government admits that a lot of its computers are running pirated software. But if we were to use legal software, it would cost us another $2 billion a year.
The government's solution is to switch to open source software, such as the Linux operating system. Open source, also sometimes referred to as free software, is software that's developed by volunteer programmers around the world and which can be freely copied, modified, and redistributed. Linux has become more user-friendly in recent years, and it's beginning to go mainstream. Brazil is one of the world's most enthusiastic Linux adopters. The government aims to convert 40% of its computers to free software by the end of President Lula's term in 2006.
Será que eu tenho login, né?
This is Dataprev, one of Latin America's largest data processing companies, which crunches the numbers for Brazil's social security system. Half the servers here have already been switched over to open-source software. The man in charge of the switch, Julio Cesar Neves, says free software has turned out to be better than Windows.
Linux is more secure. You don't have cases of viruses. And it's easy to manage it.
He says the next step will be to convince regular users to accept Linux on their desktops. He shows off one of the many Brazilian versions of desktop Linux. It looks just like Windows or Macintosh, except for the big Brazilian flag waving in the background. Neves admits that some Brazilian software designers like free software because they see it as un-American.
We have to liberate ourselves from the American Empire and etc.
Neves says he's not motivated by anti-Americanism, but he does consider open-source software to be a matter of Brazilian patriotism.
You are building a thing here in Brazil, you're writing softwares. It's the opportunity that we are giving to Brazilian developers.
And in fact, Brazil is home to some of the world's biggest open-source software companies. That is, companies that make money by selling tech support and other services to the users of Linux. Those companies are already reaping the benefits of the government's free software policy. Microsoft, meanwhile, has steered clear of a public confrontation with the Brazilian government. The company would not give NPR an interview on the subject. But a couple of months ago, the president of Microsoft Brazil told Reuters that it was a mistake for the Brazilian government to pick software based on an approach that he called ideological. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.